What is up, everybody? Welcome back to another day.
Oh my goodness.
We may have to change the name of this podcast to just Hungover as Fuck.
What do you think Hungover as Fuck should be it?
Yeah.
I was thinking welcome back to the We Are Back, Welcome Back show.
We're back.
All days off, we are here, sponsored by 4Play Social. What the frick is good, guys?
What the frick is up?
Oh my God. I'm just like, I can't believe we still haven't gotten our fourth stimulus check yet.
I know.
I've been waiting for it. I spent all mine, and enough is enough. We need more money.
I thought things would be different with the Biden administration, you know? I thought the adults were in the room now that Trump is out. And all I hear is I keep being promised free money, and it's not coming. Where is my $10,000 fifth stimulus check?
I thought that was like proposed. That's why we chose this guy.
I'm starting to understand why people stormed the Capitol. I get how angry they are now. Where is my money?
Give me more money.
You know what's funny? I was thinking about this. Everybody was like waiting for that last stimulus check. Where's my money? Where's my money? At no point did Joe Biden ask, like, well, what are you guys going to do with it? Because it would have been like, oh, we're going to buy a meme. We're gonna buy memes, bro.
We're gonna buy NFTs.
Yeah, that's what we're doing with the money. Give us the fucking money.
Yeah, I need some Dogecoin.
Oh, you're not gonna just like, you know, put it into the economy. I guess that does kind of grow the economy.
Fucking stimulating the shiz out of it.
Yeah.
We're stimulating it.
One very particular bar.
Yeah.
Is getting super stimulated.
Yeah. Three Monkeys, New York City, come through and ever. We're out here. Having a great time. Cracking some little ha-has.
Getting some laughs, getting some oohs, getting some ahs.
And the chicken avocado wrap that we order every time with the fries.
Absolutely fire. Yeah, if you do come out to Three Monkeys to see a show, highly recommend. The one problem is if you get it and then you're a repeat customer, then you're only going to get that.
Yeah. Because one, it's a wrap, so you're already on the health end. Chicken, avocado, chipotle mayo. Like, I don't know if we talked about this. We might have. It is crazy how, like, mayo itself alone is like, ugh. But, like, spicy mayo is, like, the best thing ever. What? Yeah. That's crazy, right?
I was a big proponent of just mixing the mayonnaise and the ketchup myself to make, like, a...
Thousand Island?
A Thousand Island. But it's better than Thousand Island. Thousand Island has, like, shit in it, like...
They put shit in it?
No, there's like something, I think onions or I don't know, something diced in it.
Chefs love onions.
I love onions.
But they have to include it in everything. Like, I think we could have talked about this also before, but it kind of pisses me off that, like, there's so many people out there who don't like onions, but chefs, like, they love them so much that they have to include it in every single meal.
We for sure discussed this before.
We 100% did.
Yeah, well, we've 100% talked about your distaste for onions.
Welcome back to the recap.
We're recapping episode 4.
Yeah.
What can we say, folks? We're running out of shit to talk about.
Yeah, no, it's just... I came here from the North Pole.
I don't know what
I just arrived here from the North Pole.
Yeah. Well, let's go back to the injection of money that we got, because we've been talking about this a good amount, that there's been this get rich quick craze that just really swept through everybody. When everyone's seeing how much money everyone's making on these NFTs and stuff.
Yeah. I mean, if you ask me, hey, Corey, would you like to get really rich really quick? I'd say yeah.
Yeah.
Right? Why wouldn't you?
It's funny how many people are like, we got to fight the power. But then, like, just as many people are like, no, I want to grab the power. I want to get rich, yeah, dude. I want the power.
Yeah, we need the money.
But here's what I think. I think it all is because of the stimulus check. There's no more addicting injection than an injection of free cash.
Just random
money coming in. So we got that first stimulus check. We started getting that itch. Like, we need more free money. We got the second stimulus check, but it wasn't as much as the first one. It wasn't as much as the first one, so people started getting itchy again, and then a bunch of, like, addicted nerds one day were just like, all right, let's just jack up the price of GameStop and get fucking loaded. And that's what happened. They got loaded, and now everybody saw that happen, and now we're just waiting for the next one.
Yeah, we need to be in early on the next, like, scheme to, like, get super rich super quick. I think what it is now, it's just, like, now that stimulus checks have been given out, like, multiple times, like, people are just in their head, well, maybe they'll give us another one. You know, like, they gave us one before. Like, maybe they'll keep doing that.
Yeah.
And that's kind of, like, how I've been thinking lately about, like, student loans. Like, people are starting to, like, the whole Bernie Sanders thing, like, cancel student loan debt. I'm just like, maybe they will. Like, if you guys, I'm not going to be vocal about it because, like, whatever, like, it is what it is. Right. If I pay it, I pay it. If, like, they decide to cancel it, that's fucking sick. But, like, because now that has just been such a conversation, like, if people really just keep getting angry about this and mm-hmm. vocal about it, like maybe they'll just end it.
Yeah.
That's crazy to me.
So you're like, you don't, I think this is the way most people feel about like policies, like until yeah. it impacts you, you really don't give a shit.
Yeah. It's like, whatever. Like I obviously expect to like pay these like student loans, unfortunately, but if they decide, if people get so pissed off about it, if random people just
raise enough hell.
Yeah, if they complain enough, somehow I will get out of paying $40,000.
You're king of complaining, though. You should probably get in there and start contributing
but
a little bit.
I feel like that is too... I need to complain about lawnmowers being loud. You know what I mean?
This is high-level stuff.
Yeah, I can't get into politics like that.
Yeah, keep complaining about onions.
Yeah, onions and stuff like that.
Let other provocateurs and complainers handle the student loan.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just hope... I'm coming from a point of privilege here. I need to express that I'm privileged to not have student loan debt.
Wow.
Very privileged in that regard. So maybe I shouldn't talk on this topic, but I don't think it should all just be wiped out.
Yeah, I mean,
some percentage of it, you should not be crippled by debt for, like, going to college anymore. Like come on, that's just, like, stupid. But like,
I agree. Yeah. I agree that you probably shouldn't be crippled like that, but at the same time, like, you knew you were gonna.
Yeah.
Like, I knew I was gonna. I'm not surprised. I didn't leave college. I'm like, what? It's crazy. Yeah. Like, so my thing is just, I just hope other people get so annoying about student loan debt that one day they're like, yeah, we're gonna cancel it. Now they're starting to make sense, and like they just wipe it out. I'm like, oh, that's sick.
But at least like you put your money to good use, right? You were the social chair of your fraternity,
allegedly. No,
allegedly,
yeah.
Okay,
it was just
you took an extra year. You know, I'm gonna take an extra year
for sure. Yeah,
just chill for one more. So like it was a good investment.
Yeah, all right. And I thought, yeah, it was fun as fuck.
So even if they don't wipe it out, you're like, whatever, man.
Yeah.
I'm happy to pay these
And bills. Also, like, I'm obviously just, like, I'm going to, like, pay the minimum until I get super famous. And then I'll just, like, wipe it out.
Right.
You know, it would be nothing to just wipe it off.
You're not gonna say, you don't have to say how much you have. I just never...
How much student loan debt?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, probably... I honestly... The thing is, I haven't been forced to pay it. They literally paused all payments, since the pandemic.
Because of the pandemic.
And they keep pushing it back. And, I'm ready to start again. And they keep pushing it back. Like,
damn.
Every time I, sign on, I'm like, I always get this random panic attack. I'm like, was I supposed to pay, 7 months of student loan? Like, my credit card?
Oh, you guys, $100,000.
I always just get that random panic attack like that. And I'll call them and they'll be like, yeah, everything is paused until next September. I'm like, that's sick. I'm going to call in September. And like, they're still going to be complaining about how because the general population is still going to be like, I'm still so fucked from COVID and pandemic. I don't have any money.
Right.
So like enough people are going to be like fucked from that for them to keep just delaying it.
I think I have a solution. How about like a 5K stimulus check?
Yeah. Right.
Right.
Or realistically, either like one 40K stimulus check, because like maybe they'll do that instead of you know, maybe for the people who are anti-canceling student debt,
mm-hmm.
they won't cancel student debt. They'll just give 40K stimulus checks.
What are the people's arguments?
Or like, you know, fucking eight 5K stimulus checks.
Yeah. Well, what are the arguments of the people who really don't want it to be canceled? Like, I don't really have...
So I mean,
like, feeling one way or the other, like I don't want to see the colleges win. Like they make so much goddamn money. Like if it's about the colleges, I don't really give a shit about
them. I think the biggest proponent is people who already did. They already paid it, so like it's not fair that I paid this and like now these people. But like, who cares? Just live your life.
Right.
And also, there are these like random weird people who are just like, no, I want to pay what I owe and blah blah blah. Like I refuse to get off the hook of $40,000. Take my $40,000. I'm going to pay it because I owe it. It's like a pride thing and it right. freaks me out.
Yeah, I don't get where that comes from. And then once the government's like, no, like we're going to take it away, they'll be like, all right, well, I tried.
Yeah, right?
I said on Twitter,
That's me. I'm like under the table hoping people complain enough for them to just like, oh, they're so annoying. Like, I'll just wipe out the student debt. Like, they've been so annoying about this. Like, let's just wipe it out. But I'm not going to tweet about it. We should cancel student, because I don't know anything about anything. And I'm just like, whatever.
It's more like you would just tweet, yeah, can we at least cancel my student debt?
Yeah,
like,
it's all about me.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But it's also the same, like, I'm just hoping that enough people are making Dogecoin memes that at some point it'll get up to a dollar and then I can cash out and have my own my own little stimulus check that I made myself. You know? Yeah,
it really took a big dip, but now it's coming back up.
You just got to ride the waves. You got to have
welcome
cool
back
nerves.
To the Dogecoin talk show.
Yeah, still
Alex
like
and Corey.
It still does nothing. I still don't really get it. But
it's
like,
literally going to be 10 years from now. We're going to be running this podcast. Be like, all right, Dogecoin is now.
There's no way Dogecoin will be around 10 years.
I think it'll still be at the same, like, you know, maybe it'll get up to like a couple of dollars or whatever. Yeah. But like, we'll just still talk about it.
Yeah. All these people have money in Dogecoin. Look, come on. Let's tweet. Everybody tweet. Elon, let's go.
It's so funny.
It's like it makes you feel like if we really can like,
I just,
move markets.
Yeah, yeah, that's what it is. I mean, like people say like it has no value. It doesn't do anything. But like I guess the value of getting all this notoriety is bringing so much viewership and eyes. It's more of like a you look at it as like a social media because it is social media. If you put like more views and anything on anything, like it just generates money and value.
It's not that it doesn't have
the
value.
Notoriety.
It doesn't have
it
a
so
utility. It's only utility is its name.
Yeah, its name.
But Nike has a great name, but they also make clothes.
Yeah.
You know, it literally has no utility. You can buy stuff at a fucking Mavs game, right? That's it. Mm-hmm. I think you can buy Slim Jims now with Dogecoin.
Oh, with Dogecoin, yeah. I guess that's what's giving it its value. If people just like randomly have a bunch of Dogecoin just like saved up, they'd be like, okay, now I could, thank God I have this Dogecoin. I could buy all these Slim Jims. Fully vaxxed now.
Oh, yeah. Dude. You got the double second shot.
Bro,
today.
I just came in from the North Pole. That's what I was trying to tell you. Oh, all the way in fucking Bay Eden Senior Center.
Where were you exactly?
It was an hour and a half subway uptown. Like, I don't even know where Bay Eden. It was, I had to take, it was the last stop on the 5. On the 5 train.
Oh,
is
Eastchester.
Eastchester. Dyer, Eastchester.
In the Bronx?
Which might as well have been the North Pole.
So you were up near where I used to live, our
old
studio.
I was close to where you were.
Our old studio.
But it took way longer to get there. It was so long. It took forever.
You forget how massive this fucking city is.
It is so big.
Yeah.
The thing is, like, it is, but it's not, because, like, it's technically, like everything is, if like, we live in the suburbs. Like, my neighborhood was like 2 miles long. Like New York City is like 2 miles wide. You know what I mean? Right. It's like it's big, but there's so much. It's so condensed.
Yeah.
But it's huge. Yeah.
It's like a big, like, it's like University of Michigan. It's big, but you can make it small. Yeah. You know, you join a fraternity. It's a big school, but you can make it small. You can make it feel, you can make it your own.
Homey.
Your own little circle.
Yeah.
It's not too intimidating.
Yeah. I might still tell my half-vax jokes, but yeah. I you know what's funny about, I just took my second vax. I'm fully shot up right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, you hear these things some people say like about getting sick after. It's like people with lower immune systems, weaker immune systems don't get sick, and people with better immune systems get sick.
It makes sense.
It's a lose-lose situation though.
Yeah.
So it's like I don't want to feel like shit. But then tomorrow, if I don't feel like shit, I'm like, fuck, I guess I have a weak immune system.
Yeah.
So lose.
Yeah.
Either way, it sucks.
It's funny because I would get the flu shot pretty much every year, except for that 1 year I didn't. And then there's that 1 year last year where I did it and then didn't vote because it was like one way or the other. Which one do you want me to do? You want me to get my flu shot? You want me to vote? I voted for Trump. But I used to never get sick from the flu shot. And then when I like got healthier, lost weight, I'm sure that helps your immune system. So I got like sick as fuck from the flu shot and from the J&J shot.
Interesting. Yeah. I hope I really don't feel like being sick tomorrow. Like I really don't at all.
But then if you don't, you'll be self-conscious about your immune system.
Yeah,
tomorrow.
That's what's going to happen.
You're like, fuck, do I have AIDS?
Ugh.
Am I immunocompromised?
It's like I feel so good right now. Something is horrible.
Yeah, something terrible is going on inside.
Also, we were looking at things to talk about. Apparently, a bunch of people are skipping their second dose.
Yeah,
and like you know, what are your thoughts on that?
I'm a big guy. I'm someone who
I'm such a big fat dude,
fat piece of shit, big fucking guy. Yeah. No, I'm a. What I was trying to say is I'm a big guy when it comes to not following through on things, like half starting it and then not finishing it. Like,
yeah.
So you're going to do something, get halfway or like a quarter of the way and then not finish it. So I totally get it.
It makes sense. It's just like I kind of think that for someone like me, I never got COVID and, you know, I dodged it. I'm fully vaxxed now. But, you know, I apparently the way I live my life is safe enough to not get COVID. Like, I am, you know, following the rules, whatever, and I'm not getting COVID. I get my first vax. Now I'm even 50% less likely to get COVID. So I understand why people are bailing. And they're like, oh, I don't want to feel like shit after the second one.
Yeah.
So that kind of makes sense to me. But, you know, I thought it was funny that they are just fucking bailing, like you were saying.
Yeah, I wonder if somebody, like, took the first dose, and then, like, they're like, whoa, I feel like my, like, cognition has changed, or, like, my brain is slow. I think I'm turning autistic. I'm not going for that second shot.
They feel those, like, side effects that they're scared of, like, yeah, coming in. Like,
well, because people, like, everyone, first of all, this, like, I was going to ask you which vaccine you got. You can say it. I don't care.
I'm Fized out.
You got Fized out.
Yeah.
It's literally turning, asking and talking about the vaccine is like asking a guy about his fantasy football team. It's like, totally just like, I actually don't really care how your team is, but we can talk about ours.
It's just something to talk about.
And then, like, I'll show you my team. I'll show you my vaccine card. You'll show me your vaccine card.
That's a very good point. Yeah. Like, oh, you got, like, it's like you're at a party. You're like, I got Pfizer too. Like, we have a bunch of comments. Blah, blah, blah.
How'd your draft go? How did you get your appointment?
It's like, oh, you're Moderna? Ooh.
It's like
the weather. It's like the weather talk.
It's just so uninteresting, but it's like something you have to talk about.
Yeah, it's like water cooler talk.
Yeah.
Oh, it's raining out.
Yeah, so it's basically, that's like every time I host a comedy show, it's like water cooler talk.
Yeah. Who knows?
So you get vaccinated, you catch the game, catch the game this weekend.
Oh, you got the Pfizer one. Nice. Yeah.
Man,
nice.
That rain sucked.
Me too.
Yeah.
Where'd you get yours? The Javits Center.
Nice.
Nice.
Yeah,
nice. Yeah. My cousin went there. Yeah.
Oh yeah, I know a guy who did that one. Yeah, he said it was fine.
Yeah, you feel sick?
Yeah.
I didn't feel sick, but my wife did, or I felt sick, but my wife didn't.
Yeah, my wife felt fine. My daughter had a blood clot.
All right, I'll see you later.
All right.
All right. All right. I'll see you later. Yeah. Nice. Nice.
Office chatter. I'm looking forward to going back to that because, like, my office is going to reopen soon. I kind of do.
Really? That's crazy.
Yeah, it's weird.
I don't think mine's ever opening, but whatever.
But it's nice to have that option to never go in.
Yeah.
Here's what I'm talking about with not following through. Like, in my head, I'm like, I would go in like 4 days a week, I think, at this point, because, like, working from here is really hard. But then I'll end up going like once or twice.
Once or twice a week, yeah.
But even twice.
It's just the thing that now, after all this, companies are so well equipped to work from home that, like, a lot of people are just like, I could easily, like, do this in my bed right
but
now.
That's getting, it's too much.
It is too much.
Yeah, I'm too close. Like, my
but
desk,
the 5-day work week was also, like, very, it was a lot.
It was a terrible decision.
It was a lot.
Whoever is the invent, we've talked
and
about
and it's not even
inventions.
A 5-day work week. It's a 5-day go, the commuting, the back and forth, it just takes so much time out of your day. And, like, I'm working from home, it gives me so much more time to cook and do my laundry, which I would never do before because, like, I never had time.
And you'd have to, well, that's what we need moms for hire.
Moms for hire. Moms, wow, for TBT.
Hire. Yeah.
Wow. Throwback episode.
Yeah, no, the recap.
The best of all days off recap.
Yeah. Since we are calling back to some older episodes, it is pretty crazy to think that we're both sitting in my apartment fully vaxxed up, you know, not having to worry about this stuff anymore.
I mean, when you think about it, it's obviously the pressure that we put on these people to, like, you know, warp speed that. Okay, hold on. Disregarding politics, like, forget about it. Operation Warp Speed is a phenomenal name.
See, I'd say the opposite. It was a terrible idea.
I don't know what I don't even know what it was. I just warped the name, Operation Warp Speed.
But you're making a vaccine that usually takes 6 years. And everyone's biggest fear was you were going to cut corners and you weren't going to do all the testing and time it takes. So when you say, we did this in warp speed, we did your surgery in warp speed, we did your brain surgery the fastest we've ever done. Like,
done
that's
it.
Not
yeah.
what you want to hear.
Yeah.
Warp speed sounds like the second fastest speed a spaceship can go, like in a movie, you know? Like, we have to go to warp speed.
Yeah, that's why it sounds sick.
Yeah, okay, but sounding sick and encouraging people to get the vaccine are two different things. Like, this is a hang up for people that they don't
trust.
What
would you call it? To just Operation Save the
Operation
World.
Do It Right.
But that, who cares, right? Like, no, the name, like, of it, it's like PR related.
People
now
wouldn't care about the name except for the fact that they made it a bad name.
I thought it was a great
hinting
name.
At how fast you're just going through the process is not a good idea. I thought.
Yeah, but it has like an elite, not it has like an elite tone to it. Like we're gonna do so fast, it's gonna be great, and then everything's gonna be back to normal immediately. Just do it.
I'm not arguing that doesn't sound cool. Yeah, I'm saying that cool. It wasn't a good idea. To, okay. Yeah, you know,
it is kind of nuts though. You know, we're approaching. I think we might be a month or two away from a full year.
I think our first record was in late May,
and like we were just bitching about how we need more. We need more. Like, we need this to be happening. Everything's got to open up, and like, it's getting there.
Yeah, I mean, we were sitting
because of us.
Because of us. We that episode.
We complained enough.
We put the pressure on the scientific community. Hey, and not just us, our loyal listeners.
Yeah, you guys are.
Because I know you guys were writing your senator saying, "Hey, I don't know if you heard, but Alex and Corey gave you a deadline of having the vaccine ready by this date."
Yep.
And we know that helped. We know that helped.
They needed a deadline, and we gave it to them. And the
we've accomplished a lot.
Now.
We got the vaccine out. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you know, the new host of Wild and Out is Hoodie Allen. He's officially hosting. Nick Cannon got the boot. Hoodie Allen is the host. Yeah. But it is crazy. Like, everyone has such a negative view of this country right now, and there's a lot of good reasons to not feel so great about it, but, like, we're doing all right now.
Yeah.
Right?
I do think that all of this like insane complaining that everybody's doing all the time and very vocal about it is putting pressure on these people to like get shit done right now, right away. And I think like, you know, weed's legal in New York now. Yeah. Prostitution.
They just made prostitution
is legal
yeah.
in New York now.
I was talking with someone the other day.
Is it prostitution? For like that?
It's like okay. They're not. I don't know that it's like blanket legal. I think it is. Or they're just not going to charge people for that anymore.
Interesting.
And it. I think that is like kind of the evolution of like a modern society. Like acknowledge that like we're so visible into everybody else's life. If you're a guy or a girl that just never gets laid, you just don't have sex. That there are people like that. They want to have sex, they just don't.
Yeah, could it be me?
And obviously. So you're just gonna let them continue to have zero like human. Yeah, like you're gonna let Corey continue to have zero human impact.
Yeah.
Like now you can with no shame. And that's how these mass shooters are born. It's these dudes that just never have sex.
Never.
It's like, that's how they join ISIS. And like, so it's just like, I think it's smart policy, but it's also funny because it's like Broadway's closed for a while, but hey, come get some weed and hookers. Yeah. You know?
Broadway's going to be closed until next April.
Yeah, yeah.
That's funny.
You're not going to be able to see Book of Mormon quite yet, but you can fuck a prostitute and smoke a joint with her if you want. And then like that'll be the crowd that sticks around and starts going to the fancy. Yeah. New York City is going to be different because it's going to have a lot of the same wealthy like things you would associate with wealthy New Yorkers like Broadway and nice restaurants. Mm-hmm. But it's going to be a lower quality, a tier of people partaking in that. Like, okay. Like me moving to Williamsburg, I could not afford to live in Williamsburg before. This pandemic, now I can. So a bunch of like, not as wealthy or broke white people just gentrified a formerly wealthy white neighborhood
yeah,
area.
It's like,
so I'm not eating the rich, but I'm eating at the restaurants the rich used to eat at.
Yeah.
But they no longer live here. You know, New York City is changing. I think it's only good for us.
Maybe rich people like might just be like so, they might distance themselves so much from just like normal, regular people mm-hmm. that they'll just like disappear. Like they'll just, you'll never see them out ever
they
anywhere.
They did that. They went to Miami.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Miami is not disappearing.
Well, disappear from us.
Yeah. I'm not talking about New York. I'm just talking about like,
or like going
in general.
To
Austin. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, rich people, go away.
They're just going to like...
Go away!
They're going to like go into their little bubbles and like only... Like there's going to be like this whole other world for just rich people sooner or later. Like,
Mars.
Yeah. Mars. It could be Mars.
Mars will be the new world for rich people. They will have a very low tax rate on Mars. I can guarantee you that.
Yeah. Speaking of like rich and famous people, mostly famous people... You know, we go through the news a lot to see what's up. And, like, it's I love how consistent, you know, all these tabloid magazines have been for the past, like, 10, 15 years. You know, you just look at one of, like, you look at People magazine. They're just like, this famous person getting pretty fat.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? What do you think, guys?
Yeah.
All they do is just, like, go after famous people and be like, he's pretty fat on the beach.
Yeah.
Every single time, it's just fat person on a beach.
Hey, really, we snapped a picture of Jennifer Aniston looking kind of fat. Here it is. Do with it what you will,
beach
people.
Photos,
we're just
yeah.
doing our job.
We're
reporting.
Just giving you what you want.
I haven't
it's been
seen...
Ten, it's been like maybe 10 years. Like my entire life, because like my mom would get those magazines, like you know, whatever. And it would just be like, this famous person getting kind of fat.
Yeah. Just like, wouldn't even... Yeah, it would like hint at it in the headline. But now that we're so... We're trying to be very inclusive of body type, right? body type inclusivity is important these days. Yeah. I wonder if like the headlines of those tabloids are starting now like to change. Like Jennifer Aniston's looking a little fat and we're totally cool with that.
I think it is. Yeah. I think it is definitely changing. Like it's like the like a Christian Bale seen on a beach. Dad bod, we're okay with it.
We're cool with it.
Yeah. I don't know. I think they are definitely they might go in that route, but they also, I feel like they just love taking jabs.
Yeah.
You know, they're just out here taking jabs. Not even the we're cool with it stuff. They're just like, sometimes I feel like they'll just go after somebody.
I feel like even the
Justin
people,
Bieber, look at this fatty.
Yeah. I feel like even the people who take the pictures, though, they don't think, no, this is stupid. Like, they're not taking jabs. They just know that they're not taking jabs because they, like, actually want to, but they know it entertains people. It's the people who are entertained or who give a shit about which celebrity
what fuels everything bad.
It doesn't make sense.
What fuels everything bad that we're saying, like, this person shouldn't be able to talk. It's like the people who support those things that are so bad, like the TikTok dances, like, how does this have like 7 million views? Like, you know what I mean? It's just like some person doing literally nothing. It got 7 million views because like people fight about it. They engage with it and just like
they're fighting about dances now
and just whatever. Yeah. Anything.
It's just generically.
Just like anything like TikTok related. There's just like,
I have not been on TikTok in a very long time. I just don't.
Yeah.
I just don't.
I try. I have to take it down a notch, like in doses of like consuming TikToks. It's like bad because like whenever it just sucks you in, it really does.
Do you ever put down your phone after looking at social media and be like, "That was good, I feel good"?
You know, literally like never.
It's such a bad addiction.
Literally never. Honestly,
we're addicted to free money. We're addicted to our phones and Delta 9. That's what this country is addicted to.
Yeah, I agree.
And we are addicted to the hustle of comedy. So
we gotta get pop a lockin'. Yeah, we have some leftover notes. We'll save for next episode.
Yeah, sorry guys. Sorry we didn't get to the really important story about people dying from skydiving in San Joaquin County. You'll have to Google it yourself.
Yeah.
Thanks for tuning in, guys. Once
Peace
again,
yo.
We're sponsored by 4Play Social. Go download the app. Go on a double date. Go rate, review, subscribe our app. Go rate, review, subscribe our podcast. Rate, review, subscribe their app.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely do that. You covered it.